'Tis a late night to be walking with a dog, especially a black dog, on a black night as the rain comes down on top of you. Well, the light rain, anyway. Two dark shadows on the pathway. Walking along past the houses on the estate. Oh, long time ago. Like as if before the internet was invented. I had a dog I used to go walking with out on dark nights. A little white thing. It's all gone from white to black. Yeah, that was a little dog called Rocky. This is a bigger dog called Louie. Nobody's about. Earthworm's gone to bed. Even hedgehogs wouldn't dare cross the road on a night like this. Where do magpies sleep at night? Black and white. All the houses with their windows closed and their blinds down and their lights off. Midnight's about. Oh yes. Sleep has come, calling some. Ah, sure. We assume, don't we, Louis, that there are still stars up there on the other side. Oh yes, we're on one side of the dark and they're on the other side. Yeah. He's a young dog. He's training to be a companion for a child with autism. That's what you're doing, Louis, isn't it? Yeah, you're with us just for the weekend. While we give your trainer a bit of respite. Yeah. What do you know of respite, Louis? Come on, you're not meant to be a dog that stops at poles and sniffs. You're meant to be a dog that doesn't do those kind of things. Yes. Yes, guide dogs are not meant to stop and sniff at poles. They're meant to pay attention to their job. I suppose he's off duty now. Hasn't got his jacket on, so I suppose he's off duty. Anyway, you're always on duty, aren't you? You're never off duty. It's always the whole of you in every situation. Can't ever be off duty. You can be asleep, but then that's hardly what we call off duty. Sleep is restoration. Oh yes. Oh yes. Lovely thing about rain is it glistens on the leaves of box. Oh, there's a box hedge which has been neglected, not cut. Only the English know how to cut box. Okay, once more around the estate, Louis. Don't be getting excited now. There's a car going past, yeah, I know that. You never know, Louis, someone might listen to us. In the old days, oh yes, those were old days. Maybe these are young days. Walk is good at night. I miss these nights. I miss this walk before bed. I miss the emptying of the mind, pouring of the detritus away. Preparation for slumber. I miss that. Oh, yes. I really wondered if it would be this good. I wondered if it would be this good to go walking with you, Louis. Yeah. You haven't disappointed me. No. You haven't let me down. You haven't proved yourself a failure. No. No, you've done a good job. We're going up the hill now. Come on, Louis, it's good for you. Of course, you could run. You could run miles and miles if I let you go. I told you to run. But you're a companion dog. You'd never run away. Companion dogs. The trouble with them is that they're so good, they're very hard to give away. Very hard to give back. Make you feel inadequate. You could never train a dog as well as this one. Well, I couldn't. I don't mean you couldn't. Maybe you could train a dog. Maybe you have trained a dog. Anyway, I can't even train myself. All right. Branch, just dripping droplets. Ears of water. Oh yes. Everywhere's growing now. You wouldn't know it. Maybe it stops growing. Maybe everything stops growing at night. Only grows in the morning when there's light about. Maybe the street lights are ultraviolet or something. Maybe nothing grows underneath the street lights at night. Oh yes, I think it's time to say goodnight, Louis. I think we'll just say goodnight to everybody because we're going to say... We have a little bit more to walk, but we'll do it in silence, right? We'll do it so every step and every breath is measured. Yeah, Louis, you're a real mindful feast of a dog. Yeah, we'll say goodnight.